I got interested in bluebirds by seeing a western bluebird go into an abandoned woodpecker cavity up on our ranch. And with this bird I saw, I thought, hey, if I'd put some boxes up, I could have a captive bird there to take pictures of. And so that was a start of it. All told, I've probably monitored as many as 350 boxes during each summer.
What do you do with the boxes? Tell me what happens on the trail.
We put these nest boxes up on fence posts, on trees. It just takes the place of a natural cavity. The birds find them and use them as a natural cavity. And so when I go out now, I open the box, look in, and record what I see. If there's nothing, I just write down a clean box. Then if there's a nest started, I'll put that down. If I find eggs in a nest, I write down how many eggs I see in the nest. Then I also am a master bander, bird bander, licensed by the Fish and Wildlife Service and also with the Fish and Game Department. So I put bands on all of the nestlings that I find in the boxes.
Wow. You're a busy guy.
Yes, about 3 days a week I'm out chasing bluebirds.
And you've become the bluebird man.
That's what they call me. I haven't sprouted wings yet.
Matt, you're the president of Wildlands.
Yes.
It's a nonprofit, brings together biologists and filmmakers. So you went up with Al and spent some time with birds.
Absolutely. You know, myself and my collaborator on the project, Neil Pabrocki, spent a lot of time out on the Bluebird Trail with Al. What you'll see in the film is basically us following him around for an entire season. You know, the film sort of takes you through the life cycle of the bluebirds on Al's trail. So you see, you know, the birds building their nests, laying the eggs hatching out, the fledglings, the birds fledging, you know, sort of being cared for by their parents until they're old enough, and then they migrate south. The film kind of takes you through the full life cycle from the perspective of Al and showing you the work that he's doing and how that changes over the course of the season.
And Al, why is this important? Why are these bluebirds important to you? Why do you keep doing it, I guess, is my question.
Well, after I got to know the bluebirds a little better, I just think they're a wonderful creature to work with. It's just like an extended family to me. It's the all thousands of my kids flying around out there in the countryside, and it's just great to know that I've had something to do with keeping them out there. It's kind of a, you might say, a spiritual thing with me. It's fun, and I can't think of anything that'd be more rewarding to me. It's a lot better than eating donuts and watching television. I think being out there and watching these birds, some of them, when I step up to a box, they'll sit on a tree out there 100 feet away and watch what I'm doing from a distance. Others are a little more brave. Some of them get right in there and almost within arm's reach of me and watch what I'm doing at the box. It's just rewarding to see how they accept you. It's just like meeting a friend that you like and love. You just like and love these bluebirds.